The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
This is your old pal, the Creditor, here. Welcome to the Robots of the Company Season 8 Preview Show. We'll be previewing Season 8, duh. Which means we'll be talking to some of the actors portraying new characters and generally giving you, the dear listener, a clue as to what the heck will be going on in the 8th season. Here we go. Let's begin with our brand new Robots theme tune, written and performed by Paddy the Lad Leitch.
Robots of the Company! It's in the program. Bite me.
Oh boy.
It's a whole new season of shows, 10 to be precise, and there are a lot of changes afoot for the bots. For one thing, they've crashed on a strange planet in an alternate reality, as if that concept isn't familiar. Remember the planet Bob? Anyway, here's what happened.
Company headquarters, you glommet, we bomb it. You've reached the office of Admiral McNettich. Admiral Clutch McNettich. I'm sorry, but the Admiral is currently in a meeting.
Gentle bots, we have a problem. 2 years ago, the company, praise the company, ordered the cargo vessel, the Titan II, sold to a small salvage firm in the Cooper Belt, that belt over there. Recently, that ship, rechristened the SS Black Crow, has been reported missing. As it turns out, she's been missing for the past 6 months. This might seem unimportant, but it has special meaning for me. Because you see, my brother, Putch, he serves as the administrator bot aboard that ship, and I am determined to find him. We will use all our available resources to locate that ship and reclaim it for the company.
No expense will be spared, Admiral, sir.
Now get out there and find my brother's ship. I'll be coordinating your efforts from my own vessel, the CS Deathstalker. Dismissed.
Captain's log, day 122. It's been over 6 months now since we crashed onto this new planet, in this new universe. Any hope we had of being found and rescued has long since left my mind.
The bots are in a pickle now, but the wondrous thing about the new season is you won't have time to be bored to death constantly hearing about this new planet they found themselves marooned on, no siree. Because this year, on Alternating Weeks, you will also get to hear their various adventures on the starship Black Crow, led by Captain Hancock, played masterfully by David Ault.
Well, Captain Hancock, when I was first approached for the role, I was told to make it somewhat like Edmund Blackadder. So that's what I've tried to do. He's good fun. And I think the Blackadder link is very much there.
Bah! I'm bored, Prentice. I mean, how long is this overhaul going to take?
Well, you know, Captain, it will take as long as it takes. At least that's what the mechanic said.
What kind of answer is that, eh? It'll take as long as it takes? Utter balderdash. I mean, it's just typical. These mechanic types are all the same. They convince you that you need an overhaul of your systems, drag you into the spaceport garage, and then when you ask how long it'll be, all they can tell you is, it'll take as long as it takes, chum. Well, that's no answer at all.
Joining Captain Hancock at his side will be his loyal First Officer Prentice, played with reckless abandon by the talented Victor Aurelius.
Prentice is a suck-up kind of character. I based him sort of on Smead from you know, Captain Hook's little toady guy who was always jumping to do everything he did. He wants, you know, I kind of based Prentice on that. And he's, kind of a cross between that kind of character and the one of the goblins from Labyrinth. I kind of based him on that because, there's a scene in Labyrinth where, they're saying like, did he say it yet? And he goes, no, no, he didn't say those words. You know, it's like that. She didn't say those words. That's where I get that voice from a bit. And Prentice goes from these really high pitches to low pitches, and he just sucks up to his boss. So yeah, you got to listen to the series. I don't want to give it away, but Prentice is just, you know, he's a fun character to play. I think people will enjoy him.
Did you see what a pathetic bunch of misfits that Eartha company sent us? What a rip-off, eh?
Oh, they're disgraceful, Captain. Simply disgraceful. Still, good help is hard to come by these days. And you do get what you pay for, you know.
Vic also plays another new character, the muscle on the ship, Crusher.
And now Crusher is just this big, dumb, lovable robot. He, deep down inside, he's a big, dumb, lovable robot. But his exterior is that he's this big, tough, you know, bodyguard kind of character, you know. He's got the, I guess the, he's probably gigantic in size and very, you know, imposing to everybody to scare everybody off. And he's that way to most of the robots, but as soon as a pretty female robot comes up to him, he just falls apart completely. So you have to listen. He tends to let that get the best of him sometimes, and it does cause some problems for him.
And that's how you defend against an assailant coming at you with dishwashing soap.
A very valuable exercise, Mr. Crusher, sir.
Oh, stop kissing up. How pathetic.
There's a new villain in town. He's big, he's bad, and he's played by the larger-than-life Captain John Tatterzak, portraying Captain Ramsay.
Captain Ramsay. Yeah. I don't know. He's a seafaring guy, whether water or space. He's also very unpredictable. Likes to give out orders a lot, like I do.
I am Captain Ramsay, and I would like to announce that I will be taking over this ridiculous league of evil bots.
Now, Captain Ramsay, we've been over this before, and you know you have no weapons, no army, no hope of really of taking over anything.
This show isn't all male-dominated. No way. There's a new fembot on board the SS Black Crow. She's a doctor. Her name is Betty, and she's portrayed with skill by the lovely Deborah Adams.
Betty, I see her as, oh, a little spunky character. I think she'll bring a lot of interest to the series going forward, hopefully for a long time.
Okay, take five, people. It's almost time for phase two of your fitness regimen.
Phase two? I don't know if I can take any more. I mean, how many phases are there going to be to this?
As many as the captain says there are. So you'd better buck up your ideas, Buster. These layabouts are all yours, Mr. Crusher. I'm out.
Well,
whatever. Carry on.
Oh, I'm such an idiot.
There are plenty more surprises in store as Season 8 of Robots unfolds. We hope you enjoy the new season. Tune in weekly to our brand new adventures, won't you? have been listening to the Robots of the Company Season 8 Preview Show, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, which featured, in order of appearance, David Alt, Victor Aurelius, Captain John Patterzak, and Deborah Adams. The Robots of the Company theme tune was composed and performed by Patty Leitch. The incidental music was provided by Kevin MacLeod. The post-production editor, producer, and director of this special was Jonathan Patrick Russell. The series, Robots of the Company, was created by Jonathan Patrick Russell. I bet you couldn't guess that one in a million years. And the copyright is held by Dream Realm Enterprises. Any rebroadcast or reproduction of this program without the express written permission of Dream Realm Enterprises is strictly prohibited. All you gotta do is ask. Thank you for listening. We invite you to visit us on the web at dreamrealmsite.com. And if you'd like to email us with any of your comments or questions, hey, it's suggested. It's welcome. We love our fans, and we'd love to hear from you. So you may contact us at darkbuilding1, that's darkbuilding spelled out, with the number 1, at yahoo.com. darkbuilding1 at yahoo.com. We were previewing new material during the making of this audiogram and boring you to death talking about it. Tune in for a whole new season of shows, 10 to be precise, coming at you weekly from dreamrealmsite.com. Believe you me, you won't want to miss any of them. I'm serious, it's going to be one heck of a season. Until then, this is the Creditor, as always, asking you to please stay tuned.
This program is copyright 2015, all rights reserved, and is brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises. The journey continues.